Hey, Alex, I am back with more fantastic Australian fiction for you. And it sort of feels like I've been gradually moving through reading demographics over the last few weeks. So why break a good run? Now, look, there is probably a demographic label for people in their late teens, finished school, figuring out the whole uni work thing. I'm not going to make a title up. There's marketers paid good money for that stuff. But whatever that demographic is, Georgina Young's Loner might just be the perfect book. Georgina Young, she's a writer and a designer from Melbourne. She's been published in Voiceworks, and Loner is her first novel. And Loner is about Loner. Loner's 19. She's dropped out of uni, but still sneaks in to use the photo lab. Loner longs for a life that's bigger than the collection of mundane events that her friends and family keep drawing her back into. She's constantly bemoaning social niceties, but also longing for her friends to provide the momentum she needs to not just disappear. Do you remember that feeling in life before you had everything figured out? I haven't figured it out. That feeling of unlimited potential and absolute soul-shattering uncertainty, because everyone's telling you that they know the right thing better than you do. Loner's moving through life insubstantial. She's barely touching it, barely any place long enough to make an impact. And that's it. Loner's pretty aimless, and she's not sure what to do about it. If this were in black and white, and I mean, okay, all books are technically in black and white, but if this were in black and white with a cool grunge soundtrack, I would be riffing on a real 90s vibe. As it goes, Georgina Young may have written the best, worst book for our socially locked-in times. Okay, Loner gets to go out. Okay, she gets to date in crowds. Her share house situation is definitely not what you want to be locked down in. But despite all this, Loner has a lot to say about being there for yourself. Loner struggles to be herself around others, but that's because she hasn't quite figured out how to be herself around herself. She's selfish, and I vacillated in my feelings for her, but in prioritizing herself, she firmly acknowledges that there's nothing else that she can give until she looks out for herself. Loner is also about art in its many forms, and what art could mean in our world. This is an incredibly important time for art, as so many of us are locked down, you know. Thoughts for everyone in Melbourne. This is an extremely Melbourne book. And there is so many great Melbourne books out there. So, you know, I hope everyone down there is doing well. But art is keeping everyone going. Even if you're in Sydney or in, you know, anywhere in Australia, art is the thing that is sometimes keeping you sane, sometimes keeping you in touch. And Loner tells us that, well, art has to be about something. Loner wants art to be about something, and she isn't into all the navel-gazing that goes on as we figure that out. The book strikes its own visual style. Again, that is just remarkable for black type on a white page. And it lent that feeling of being kind of indie, but also of a very specific time and place. I really enjoyed Georgina Young's Loner for what it had to say about searching for yourself, and even if it just tells you that it's okay to do it. So that is Georgina Young's Loner. It was the winner of the Text Prize. It's out now from Text. It is a terrific read to tell yourself, you know, that it's okay to look after yourself. Thanks, Alex. I will be back next week with some more book club for you. Till then, everyone, happy reading. Bye now.